Well, good morning. This is 88.5 WMNF in Tampa. My name is Randy. I'm here with my friend Louise, and we are playing you some cool music this morning. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to do my little 60s excursion right now. I've been doing this for the last few weeks, and listeners seem to enjoy it. We're going to start off with an artist maybe you don't know from the 1960s. His name is Van Dyke Parks. He was Brian Wilson's, he has been Brian Wilson's writing partner, and he wrote all the weird stuff that Mike Love hated. Just a weird guy. We're going to go back to his 1967 album. It's called The Song Cycle. And if you listen to this, it kind of sounds like a mixture of Sufjan Stevens and Flaming Lips. It's just really unusual and cool. Yeah, I'm sure you've never heard it before. This is 1967 music. And then we're going to hear some other 60s music. And today is the birthday of Roy Orbison. So all this coming up in this 60s excursion. Enjoy.
I believe in magic. Why? Because it is so quick. I don't need power when I'm hypnotized. Look in my eyes. What are you seeing?
I see.
How do you feel?
I feel real phony when my name is Phil. Or was that Phil?
Song with a happy ending.
Happy birthday, Roy Orbison.
Born on this day in 1936. He died in 1988. He was one of the traveling Wilburys in the latter part of his life. Had a big late career comeback. Bruce Springsteen embraced him and getting a lot of attention toward his later years. Died at the age of 52. But boy, was he big in the 1960s. That was his big hit called Oh Pretty Woman, 1965. Before that, a couple of Under the Radar song albums from 1967. Love and Forever Changes, the LA band Love, the acclaimed album that sold very few copies, but is now a cult favorite called Forever Changes. And we heard Van Dyke Parks, the All Golden from his 1967 album, Song Cycle. That is our 60s excursion for the day. And now Louise is going to take us to some modern music.
Sure. Thanks, Randy. This set kind of explains what my show looks like on WSLR. Something new.
What time is your show, Louise?
It's on Sunday evenings from 5 to 7.
On WSLR, Sarasota, which is also available online.
Online, sure. WSLR.org. We're going to play something from The National, the record that came out last year called The First Two Pages of Frankenstein. That is the album title. The song is called Tropic Morning News. And then after that, we're going to play an older song that made me think of the newer song. And you'll figure out that's how things go on Discovery Road. Right now, Tropic Morning News by The National on WMNF.
Off the ceiling,
Going back to Night and Day for Joe Jackson and Steppin' Out. And we heard the National before that, Tropic Morning News. And that's kind of how it works for me, Randy. When I'm on the air, I'll hear a new song and say, hey, that reminds me of Joe Jackson. So when you and I both have this volume of music in our head, it's like a little Rolodex that flips and flips. And you find something that works sonically that people can say, oh, I remember that. And that is the hope.
And the beautiful thing about this station and WSLR, your station, is that we can actually play the music we want to play and curate those songs from the thousands, millions of songs that are out there to play and try to create a good show for you. Getting some nice feedback from many listeners who have checked in this morning on email or text. That's 813-433-0885 to text or DJ at WMNF.org. A lot of people checking in. Louise is my guest host this morning. She comes from south of Tampa.
Way down in south in Sarasota.
Sarasota has a great community radio station called WSLR. And
we try to emulate what you do here. We're much younger. We've been on the air for 18 years. And we have a venue as well. And we try very hard. I listen to WMNF.
Tell us the name of that venue.
Fogartyville.
So that is a station's venue, right?
In the same building is the stage and the audience. Right on the other side of the wall is the radio station. So it's great if an artist is going to play that night. They can come in and do an interview before they play. And many artists love that opportunity at Fogartyville.
Sounds really great. And if you would like to check out Louise's show, it is online, and it's 5 to 7 on Sunday evenings. It's called Discovery Road.
Yes, it lives in the archives, too, just like you guys do for a couple of weeks. So WSLR.org.
We're going to play a Tropical Heatwave band right after the news, and then we're going to give away a pair of tickets. We're going to have a trivia question that you're going to have to answer, something about Tropical Heatwave or the Cuban Club. So have your Google pens ready to hit that. Hey, Sean Canaan, tell us about today's public affairs.
All right, at 10 o'clock, we have Tuesday Cafe, and then at 11, Tom and Janet with Wavemakers, they're going to be talking to some journalism students. And then we have Wide Awake America coming up at noon today, hosted by Nadine Smith. It's a great morning of public affairs that kicks off at 9 with Democracy Now!
Thanks, Sean. Take it away.
All right. Thank you, Randy and Louise. Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines at 8:32. On Earth Day, the CDC and NOAA announced a new tool that they hope will provide more information for people who are especially vulnerable to heat. Here's more from WMNF's Chris Young.
Health and government officials spoke at a hospital in Washington, D.C. to announce the tool. Don Graves is the Deputy Secretary of Commerce.
Extreme heat kills more people in the U.S. today than any other weather hazard. That includes hurricanes, floods, tornadoes.
The tool highlights unusual heat patterns on a map. It divides heat to a number and color-coded scale, ranging from minor to extreme, that identifies heat risk. Ken Graham, director of NOAA's National Weather Service, demoed the program.
So you can follow the heat as it transposes across the country. You can follow areas where it's getting maybe worse, getting better. You can see some of those trends as you scroll in there.
The forecast tool was first made for California in 2013.
People really liked it, and it was a simple way to be able to see this information. And as a result, the Weather Service is like, and both of us, right, the CDC, it's like, let's expand this nationwide.
Graves hopes people benefit from this tool.
Heat risk will help people understand what forecast heat means to them and their families.
You can find a link to the experimental program on our website, WMNF.org. For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young.
President Joe Biden is traveling to Tampa to assail Florida's upcoming 6-week abortion ban and similar restrictions nationwide. His reelection campaign believes the ban and a ballot measure that would put abortion protections into the state's constitution could help energize Democrats here. They hope to make Florida competitive in the presidential election. In the past decade, the swing state has become more reliably Republican, but organizers of Florida's abortion ballot measure say they also want it to remain nonpartisan and primarily a local issue. Considering that in order for it to pass, it will need large numbers of Republican voters to approve it in November. President Biden is speaking at the Dale Mabry campus of Hillsborough Community College in Tampa early this afternoon. A major peace protest is planned for 1 o'clock today outside HCC at the corner of Lois Avenue and Tampa Bay Boulevard. Organizers are calling it an emergency protest, Say No to Genocide Joe. A flyer says Biden is coming to Tampa to stand with women while he funds the genocide of Palestinian women. Florida researchers are using biodegradable straws to protect growing coral from hungry parrotfish. Scientists are placing lab-grown coral in the ocean to help restore the habitat. However, parrotfish love taking a bite, which has killed 60% of the new coral. But scientists have now created a coral fort. It's a limestone disc surrounded by 8 biodegradable boba straws, and the growing coral sits in the middle. Carl Pisano is the CEO of Reef Fortify, which is the company that's developing the coral fort.
The straws just provide a physical obstruction from the parrotfish to be able to get to the coral. And then when they realize that, they leave the coral alone.
Coral reefs provide food and shelter to nearly 25% of sea life. Corals and coral reefs are threatened by human-caused global heating. Efforts to restore corals may end up being frivolous unless the source of that heating is slowed by reducing the burning of fossil fuels. State and federal lawmakers will be in Fort Myers on Thursday to hear from a panel of experts and homeowners impacted by Florida's sharp rise in property insurance rates. The Insurance Information Institute says that on average, Florida homeowners saw more than a 100% increase in premiums in the last 3 years. Last year alone, prices rose 42% for Floridians. Controversial Congressmember Matt Gaetz will host the Florida Property Insurance Crisis Hearing, which will be similar to a congressional hearing. Gaetz will be joined on Thursday in Fort Myers by Congressmember Jared Moskowitz and 2 Florida state senators. The public is invited. Traffic is heavy out there. There's a crash in Hillsborough County on Veterans Expressway South at exit 16. That's Lutz Lake Fern Road. The left lane is blocked and traffic is backed up to before mile marker 17. Traffic is also very heavy in some of the usual spots, including on the interstates and approaching downtown Tampa on I-275 South and I-4 West. Also, you can anticipate road closures and delays early this afternoon in the Tampa Airport West Shore Stadium area due to the president's visit. It will be mostly sunny, breezy, and hot today with highs in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear and mild. Overnight lows in the high 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, highs in the mid 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines at 8:36 on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
Thank you so much, Sean. I think I want to give away these tickets to Tropical Heat Wave May 4th, Cuban Club in Ybor City. Here is the trivia question. Not very trivial. It's kind of an important question. But if you can be the first one to call Louise with the answer, here's the number, 813-239-9663. The question is, what year was the Cuban Club built? What year was the Cuban Club built? Here's the Dolly Rots. They're playing Tropical Heat Wave. I'm Because of the Dolly Rots, they're going to be playing Tropical Heat Wave. Did we get a winner,
yes,
Louise?
Yes, and we have a winner, Randy, right away. Tammy Smith of Tampa called in with the correct answer. What year was the Cuban Club built? And the correct answer, Randy, is 1917. You were just a little boy.
Yeah, I was just getting started then. Well, congratulations to Tammy, and we'll see you at the Tropical Heat Wave. And everybody else, you should be buying your tickets, tropicalheatwave.org.
Yeah, thanks for calling, and we had a winner right away. Your tickets are waiting for you, WMNF.org or tropicalheatwave.org, right?
Yes, indeed. It's going to be a fantastic event. Hey, we wanted to play some Richard Betts this morning. We sadly lost Richard last week. He's a really integral part of our community. Living in Sarasota, you're near your hometown, Louise. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, I know tonight, the Freak Show, the Dream Clinic, and the In the Groove are all going to be remembering Richard Betts tonight. We're going to set you up with a little tune now from his album, his solo album, his first solo album, Highway Call. This was about 71 or 72, and this album started his...
I didn't know he was called Richard Betts.
This started his rivalry with Greg Allman.
Ah.
This one's called Highway Call.
I'll always love the home road, precious memory.
Support for WMNF comes from our listeners and Covering Florida, providing confidential assistance for all Floridians looking to explore health care coverage options within the federal health insurance marketplace. Help is available by calling 877-813-9115 or online at coveringflorida.org.
Well, this is 88.5 WMNF. We just heard Richard Betts, or Dickie Betts. He died last week, and you can hear him tonight on WMNF after 6 o'clock. Lots of Dickie Betts tonight. If you want to hear the bluesy side of Dickie Betts, of Richard Betts, you can go to the archives, because Larry Lisk last night on Mo Blues Monday played a whole set of the blues side of Richard Betts. So, WMNF is not going to forget Richard Betts. Well, I've been really happy this morning to be sharing this show with my friend Louise Coogan, who has been a friend of mine since
the Cuban Club was built.
Since the early 90s, I think.
Right,
so,
I think about 30 years, Randy.
So it's great to have you here and to see you again, and thanks for picking out such great music. Tell us about what's coming up next.
Okay, what's coming up is a band that I never really cared for in the beginning of their evolution. So my advice to all of you, if there's a band you've heard that's still making music, check them out. They've grown like you've grown, and this band has truly grown to one of my faves. It's Florence and the Machine, from her latest release, was out in 2022, I believe, called Dance Fever. This tune is called King.
We argue in the kitchen about whether to have children, about the world ending in the scale of my ambition, and how much is art really worth. The very thing you're best at is the thing that hurts the most. But you need your rotten heart, your dazzling pain like diamond rings. You need to go to war to find material to sing. I am a mother, I'm a bride, I'm king. I need my golden crown of sorrow, my bloody sword to swing, my at my skin. I never knew my killer would be coming from within. I am no mother, I'm a bride, I'm a king. I'm a mother, I'm a bride, I'm a king. I need my golden crown of sorrow, my bloody sword to swing. I need my it up to dress it up. I was never satisfied. Never let me go. Just drag me by my hair and look back on with your show. Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations, situations running through my head. Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been blind. I've been a fool to open up my heart to all that jealousy, that bitterness, that ridicule. Saturday, I'm running wild, and all the lights are changing, red to green. Moving through the crowds, I'm pushing, chemicals are rushing in my bloodstream. Only wish that you were here, you know I'm seeing it so clear. I've been afraid to show you how I really feel, admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you never in doubt. Let go of your heart, let go of your head, and fail it now.
for WMNF comes from listeners like you and Nova Southeastern University. New company formation, scaling early stage and startup tech companies. These are a few objectives of the Allen B. Levan NSU Brower Center of Innovation. More at nova.edu/innovation.
Well, this has been a fun morning. Louise, thank you for coming in.
I was so surprised that 3 hours, boom, gone. It's really exciting to be here. It's a beautiful studio. And Randy, I have to say, you haven't changed a bit.
Thank you so much. You're looking great yourself, and it's just great to be seeing you again, Louise. And I hope to have you back maybe sometime.
I would enjoy that very much. This has been really a blast for me to put together songs. I would try to match what you're going to put together. And I think it all worked.
This last one is a real upbeat, positive tune written by Ray Davies and sung right here by
Dar Williams.
And this is WMNF Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Sarasota.